Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, it's been more than 5 years since the Murray-Darling Basin Plan was implemented. What were the key objectives of this plan?
Okay, so I would like to make it very clear that we are not rejecting the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, which we think is a landshed in water management in Australia. And, you know, the objectives of it was to deliver on the Water Act 2007 that was put in place by Prime Minister Howard at the time. And that was to ensure that the return, that the basin would return to environmentally sustainable levels of extraction for water resources that were over-allocated or overused, and to protect, restore and provide for ecological values and ecosystem services of the Murray-Darling Basin. So that's, you know, broadly the overall objectives of what the plan was put in place to try and achieve. And at the same time, one of the aims was to try to minimise the socioeconomic disadvantage that may be caused within communities. But the key objectives was to reduce over-allocation and restore the environment to kind of key health.
Right, yeah. And some $4 billion has been used to subsidise irrigation infrastructure. But has there been any return on this huge public expenditure?
Yeah, so this is one of the reasons we're making the declaration. We've currently spent $6 billion, so $4 billion on irrigation infrastructure subsidies, and about $2.5 billion on recovering water directly through water entitlements from irrigators. We are questioning the actual environmental benefits that we're getting and the economic benefits from irrigation infrastructure subsidies and grants. We are now, to date, the recovery via water entitlements is halting, and there is still $4 billion left to be spent on supply projects and irrigation infrastructure, but official data shows 2.5 times more expensive, so it's not cost effective, and there are issues with the reduction in reflows and with irrigation infrastructure. So we're basically calling for a halt on current spending and an audit. While we halt current expenditure, we're then asking for an audit, an economic and scientific audit of all completed basin water recovery. And really to do so, we're suggesting there needs to be an adequately funded expert and scientific and independent body put in place to measure and give advice about the objectives of the Water Act and all the outcomes that have happened to date in the basin. So that's basically the gist of what we're calling for. We're 5 years into the plan. We haven't seen the actual scientific, environmental and economic recovery that we would have liked to have seen, you may have expected to date. And we're saying it's time to really consider what have we got for our money, what can we do in the future, you know, what's the alternative pathway that we should be going down.
Right, yeah, speaking of what we can do, so the Murray-Darling Declaration claims that many aspects of water reform needs to change. What steps are necessary to fully deliver on the key objectives of the 2007 Water Act?
Yeah, well, it's about how do we get water best back for the environment while also making sure that rural communities remain economically viable. So this is why we don't think putting another $4 billion, and that's what's on the table, $4 billion into irrigation infrastructure subsidies and grants, are A, going to achieve the best recovery for environmental water, and B, we don't believe it's going to achieve any economic sustainability for the regions too. You know, we could save that money either by buying water directly back from irrigators and putting the saved money back into programs in health, education, mental health, crime prevention, etc. So, you know, there's 12 of us, both economists and scientists, experts right across Australia in different areas on issues to do with the Murray-Darling Basin. We've all made a declaration saying, you know, it is time to consider the best way forward at this point. That's something that we're really trying to call on, making a stand on that.
Now, if you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're joined by Sarah Wheeler, Professor of Water Economics at the Centre for Global Food and Resources at the University of Adelaide. She's talking to us about the Murray-Darling Declaration that was released earlier this week. Now, Sarah, the declaration has been signed by a coalition of 12 economists and scientists, all considered to be experts on the Murray-Darling Basin. Now, you're one of those, as you mentioned before, who have signed this declaration calling for change in three steps. How long would it take to implement these changes?
Well, that's a good question. We think if there was adequate money put into it, an audit could be done within the next 3 to 6 months. And that would really try to, it would use a whole range of information. You know, it could include a lot of satellite analysis of water use and diversions across the basin, across time, all existing information that's available on environmental, economic and social indicators. So, you know, it could, an audit probably funded with experts working on it could take up to 6 months. The establishment of a body to do so, so something similar to the National Water Commission, which Australia used to have an independent body for water governance, and it was disbanded in 2014. You know, we think something like that needs to exist again with more powers in regards to monitoring and that. That will take obviously longer to set up an independent body. But, you know, you could have something like that done within a year, but it's something that would have to be worked through.
Right, yeah. And the Turnbull government has made plans to cut the recovery target for environmental water from the Northern Basin by a whopping 70 gigalitres. But now Labor and the Greens have announced they will oppose this change. How do you think this bodes for the future of the basin?
Well, the issue with the sustainable diversion limit, it's going through a process where it's always kind of getting pushed down. So it's, you know, we started off with the science suggesting that we needed anywhere between 3,000 to 4,000 gigalitres returned to the environment. So scientists and ecologists were very clear on that about. The end amount that the basin plan was settled on was 2,750 gigalitres, so quite a bit less. There was then negotiations to get extra money through supply and infrastructure measures, but we're now seeing a downgrading in that sustainable diversion limit again. So the more that we cannot decrease our sustainable diversion limits, the more that we can actually try to get full water recovery back through the best measures we can, it's going to be the best way forward for the basin.
Right, well, we can only hope the best for the basin in the future. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
Thank you.